Hello, everybody, and welcome back to First Gen Table Talks. I'm your host, Oscar Perez, and since finals are right around the corner, well, not actually, but at the time of this recording, we're technically about 4 weeks away from finals weeks, somewhere around there, but when this episode goes live, it is the week right before finals. So to kind of celebrate or wrap up the semester and bring it to a close, we'll step away from like all the seriousness and stress and have a bit of a lighthearted, more humorous episode. But I am not alone. I am joined by two very special and amazing guests. If you could, please introduce yourself, your major, year, what all you're involved in or were previously involved in, and anything else you'd like the audience to know.
My name is Kathy Polanco. My major is pre-allied health. I am a peer mentor for Minority Mentorship Program. I am a member of SAB. I am the treasurer for the Latinx Student Organization. I am a campus life worker, and I'm also a part of the Kinesiology Club.
And I am Jennifer Sines. I'm a nursing major. I'm a junior, so I graduate May 2027. I have been involved with SAB, BSA, LSO, PLC. I'm part of TRIO, and I'm also a student worker on campus.
The quote we want to share with you all today is, "My sense of humor is like Wi-Fi, strongest in questionable areas." Now, let's get started. So, we're kind of going to start off with just some, like, little personal stories and whatnot. So, in your opinion, what has been the most college meal that you've had? That might be a little bit harder for you, Jenny, just because, like, you know, you live here. But me, personally, my most college meal that I've had was, like, it was whenever we got, like, snowed in this past year, like, in January. Me and Junior were in our room, and we had bought, like, we were expecting the snow, and so we went to Walmart, and we bought, like, the little, like, budok ramen things, and we bought those, but, like, we didn't want to walk downstairs to, like, put, like, the water to, like, boil or anything like that, so we used the little, like, coffee maker thing we had in our dorm, and so we used the hot water from there to, like, put in the noodles, and then from that, we just, like, waited for them to, like, get done cooking. And we put, like, a book over them. And then we put, like, to
keep
it took a while. It took a little while. And then after that, we put in, like, all the seasoning that it came with. And then we also, I think we cooked chicken nuggets with that, too. And pizza rolls. And we put that inside that. And that's probably the most college meal I've had. I don't know about y'all.
I could just say noodles. Like, the hot noodles. The spicy noodles. But it just, I don't know if my microwave is just slow. But it literally takes, like, 7 minutes to 8 minutes to just cook a small noodle thing. I would just say noodles and hot fries.
Hot fries?
Yeah.
Together or
hot
like?
Chips. Like.
Like.
Fork, spoon, fork. Noodles on a fork.
Okay.
Eat it. Hot chips. Eat noodles.
Okay.
Regular?
Okay. What about you, Jen?
I mean, I'm probably going to say noodles too. That's what I eat when I'm here. Like, we had, I don't know what we had, if it was like, at school, if I had like a clinical checkoff or something, but I had to be there all day. No, it was simulation, and I did not take food because I forgot. I thought I was gonna be able to leave, and I couldn't leave. And in Dean, we have like a pantry, and we have to buy like the snacks there. And I bought ramen, and I bought a water bottle, and I put it in the microwave, and that was it. That was all I ate.
Or just snacks. Yeah. Snacks. As my meal?
I don't snack at all. I don't know why. I'm just not a big snack person. Because if I start eating, like, snacks, I'm going to just eat the entire pantry. So if it's, like, a little box of, like, Gushers, I can't eat that. I can't eat, like, a small thing because then I'll start eating the entire box.
I don't even care. I just eat the whole thing.
Oh. I don't even have snacks at home.
Dang.
I can't.
I need to stop.
What's been your rock bottom moment of this semester or just, like, all of college?
How about you go first?
Yeah. You want me to go first?
Yes.
Okay. I think my rock bottom moment of the semester was, or like, of this semester. Okay, let's say this semester. I think.
Maybe Homecoming King?
Rock bottom? Rock bottom?
I'm just kidding.
I think rock bottom. I feel like it had to be, honestly, this week. Just because I have three exams this week. And it's like one is each day. So it's like, you know? Actually, no, that's not. It's actually my first physics exam of this semester. Because that's, like, I made a pretty bad score on that. And now I'm having, like, remake it for, like, the final.
Dang.
So, that's probably my rock bottom of this semester. other than that, I feel like I've been, I mean, I'm stressed all the time, but like that's besides the point.
Yeah.
And then of all college, first semester here, 9 a.m. Gen Chem with Dr. Bouillon. I take the first quiz in that class. I'm like, okay, I'm chilling. Like, I made a 9 out of 10. Okay, whatever. And then we take an exam. Boom, 60. That's been the lowest score I had ever made, like, ever in anything, was a 60. And I was like, dude, I'm actually about to crash out. Like, that class literally, like made me consider, like, changing my major, dropping out even. Like, I was done. I was done with Gen Chem. I was done.
2 weeks ago, I had 4 tests, 2 Monday and 2 Wednesday. The first one was on Monday, I did good, and the first 2, or the second 2 on Wednesday, I did bad on both. Yeah. So that was my rough bottom, I guess.
What about of all college?
Of all college, I feel like my freshman year was pretty bad, just because I was getting used to, like, commuting, and I didn't know anyone besides, like, the 3 people, or, like, a couple people that came from high school. And I didn't, like, come to campus or didn't go to, like, campus events because I was just getting used to, like, the different, like, school, like, assignments, the way teachers graded, the way assignments were done. So I was, like, getting used to that. And, like, I was sad.
Sad?
Yeah, it was just sad. I felt like I didn't have any friends. And, like, I contemplated, like, my decision coming here and, like, because I would see all the other people, like, at UCA or, like, New York. And I'm, yeah, like, they're, like,
and they would post about it and stuff.
Yeah, and, yeah. So, that's... Freshman year was bad.
I think I remember having a class with you.
Yeah.
Intro orientation. Yeah, intro orientation.
I think my rock bottom... I can't remember specifically when, but there's a week where I just cried, like, every single day because of chemistry, too. It was just so hard, and that lab report was just eating me alive.
How long did you work on it for? Because I remember, we were in the library, like, a good amount of times,
yeah,
and she was always working on it.
Yeah, I cried in the library, and then I cried.
Library?
Library. I cried. And then I cried in my dorm, obviously. Just had a little breakdowns over chemistry.
I think
I worked over on it for, like, about a week or two.
Did you get a good grade?
She hasn't graded it.
Yeah.
But that honestly might be rock bottom for my whole entire college experience because it was just too
even
much.
Semester yeah. And all time?
Yeah. I feel like freshman year was easy, light, and then this semester chemistry is just my hardest subject.
I think something that gets close to, like, my rock bottom too is, like, whenever I buzz my hair. And I bleached it. I forgot about that. That's my rock bottom. That, like, not my rock bottom, but it's, like, getting close to my rock bottom. Because, like, I was going to buzz it at some point. I was going to buzz it eventually, whether it was, like, whenever I buzzed it when I did or, like, later that next semester. I was going to buzz it at some point.
I forgot you did.
But,
Why did you do that?
Huh?
Why did you buzz it?
We don't talk about that.
Okay, so rock bottom.
Getting close to rock bottom. Okay. Yeah, but I'm up now.
Okay. You're king.
Yeah.
King Oscar.
I guess next question is, what's been your weirdest college story or most unique college story? Like, something that really adds to your lore, that you did just because of the plot, maybe. Y'all need me to go again?
No. Or you can if you want. Let me look up examples.
I haven't, like, done anything, but... Freshman year, my suite mates, so I live in Boswell, we shared a bathroom, my suite mates, I guess she had a cat, and I don't know if she just didn't take out the litter or something, but it started smelling so bad, it seeped under, like, our bathroom, so, like, you could smell it from my bathroom, and then 1 week, the whole fifth floor just smelled so bad, everybody in the WebEx was just complaining, like, what's that smell, like, they were saying, like, they need to get out of here, like, have we contacted them, blah, blah, blah,
bruh.
But it was bad, like, it was so bad, and then, I guess, like, oh, and it was right before Christmas, so, like, after that, they didn't come back, and we never heard what happened, like, with the situation or how it got handled. But it had happened way before, but I just didn't say anything because I felt bad. I'm like,
bruh.
Yeah. But then it did get to a point, and I did text the RA, and then literally that week after, everyone was going crazy over it.
Hmm.
But yeah, it smelled horrible.
I mean, I don't know. I have stories, but I don't know if I can talk about them.
What kind of stories
okay.
are they?
Oh, no.
Okay. Well, I guess since Jenny doesn't have me, Laura, I won't say, like, I don't think I've had, like, a weird college story, per se. I'd say probably, like, my most unique college story, though, is, like, that day, me, my roommate from last year, who's still my roommate this year, me and him and, like, two of our other friends from, like, a little friend group that we had, we, like, first, like, we all four, like, went to the CAF, and we were just there, like, talking with each other, having a good time. And you know how like the CAF machine, like the CAF like ice cream machine would be like broken all the time. So we got there, the ice cream machine was broken, and we were all like, dang, we really need a sweet treat. So then we went off campus to go get a sweet treat. At first we put it to like Sonic, but then we were like, nah, we're not really feeling Sonic. So we went to Dairy Queen instead. So then we got to Dairy Queen, we got our like ice cream or whatever, we're eating, and we keep yapping for like another hour. And then one of us is like, dang, I'm kind of hungry again. So then this is before we actually had B-dubs in Russellville. And then I jokingly said, B-dubs in Conway or what? And then they were like, you know what? Let's do it. And so then we drove. I think it was like 8. I think it was like 8 p.m. And we were like, you know what? Let's go to... No, I think it might have been like 9, 9:30. We were like, you know what? Let's go to Conway for B-dubs. So we drove all the way to Conway to B-dubs, all four of us. We got there. We ate. And then we're like, dang, we lucky need another sweet treat.
Oh my gosh.
So then we went to Insomnia Cookie in Conway, like after, like right across like the UCA campus. And then we got there, we ate that, and whenever we got back, we almost stopped by Waffle House.
That's crazy.
How much money do y'all have?
No,
I don't know, but we're balling out. We're balling out.
That's crazy.
But it's also like, I feel like that friend group just alone, just like we always like ate out too. So, I don't know. Thank you all for joining us here on First Gen Table Talks. Please make sure to check out our office on Instagram at ATU Campus Life. Our office is located inside Doc Bryan Suite 229. Don't be scared to come by. It's been an amazing semester, and I'll see you all next semester.